Nanaimo RCMP are continuing to ask citizens to provide any information they have on Saturday evening shooting in the downtown core. A 39-year-old man was taken to hospital, where he remains with a gunshot wound to his face. He received serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting took place about 8 p.m. Saturday here the Bastion, the historic fort near the harbor, RCMP said. Police are not releasing information on the type of weapon used. Investigators are seeking witnesses and are canvassing the downtown for CCTV footage that might show what happened. It's a tedious process but absolutely necessary to ensure all potential evidence is gathered, Nanaimo Reserve Const. Gary O'Brien said Tuesday. Anyone with information or dash cam footage from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Saturday is asked to contact the Nanaimo RCMP non-emergency line at 250-754-2345. The man who was shot is a member of the street community and has been for some time. He does not have a fixed address. He was with a group of people, who disappeared after the shooting, O'Brien said. He flagged down community safety officers and they contacted first responders. Mayor Leonard Krog is pleased to see that community safety officers, who were hired LSAT year by the city, were on hand to help. They are part of an effort by the city to contain street disorder, a major issue in the community of 100,000. More than half of the increase in this year's municipal budget is dedicated to public safety. The Saturday shooting follows another on March 12 by Terminal Avenue near the Millstone River. Both shootings took place in public areas. In the March 12 incident, Clint Smith was shot in the abdomen. He has undergone 3 surgeries and was in an induced coma for several days. He remained in hospital on Tuesday. Smith, a resident of Lanceville who owns an auto repair shop in Nanaimo, had gone to an encampment with friends to retrieve stolen property. A confrontation ensued and weapons were pulled out. Smith was shot while trying to get away. More than $25,000 has been raised through a GoFundMe campaign to help Smith. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.